For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. I appreciate you hanging out here with me. The Bears lose 17-9 is the final on Monday Night Football. There's actually a lot to talk about in this game, but I'm going to try to get it done in the most effective method possible. First, I want to start off with how impressed I was with how the Monday Night Football crew shot it straight. They shot it straight in this game. Now, could there be ulterior motives for it? Sure. Lewis Riddick is someone that will be on a lot of people's lists if they want to make changes in the front office. He's sitting there looking at the charter franchise of the NFL and saying, man, they really need to make some changes up in here. Brian Griese threw George's name out there, which I appreciate, because that's a guy that, because he's nice, people act like that makes him competent. And there have been a lot of things that have stepped in the way of his, have proven how not competent he is at running a franchise. Bears have lost 8 out of their last 9 games. Think about that for a second. They were only in this game because the team they're playing is about as dumb as they are. I mean, the Vikings are dumb. They are real silly. Before we really get into it, let me show some love. Like, let me throw a couple of positives at you. One, the guys on defense played hard. They played really hard. Akeem Hicks was amazing. Giving them that Anita Baker, sweet love, to that right guard, man. He was manhandling that dude all night. A bunch of backups were playing in the secondary. I thought that they played hard. I didn't think that they always played smart, but they played hard. So I'll give them that. I'll give them that guys were ready to play. That they were, but think about what we're doing and even doing that. That is the bare minimum. No pun intended. The bare minimum is play hard. And I just gave them a high five for doing the bare minimum. And it's because you can see how some people have let go of the rope. And Jalen Johnson was talking about that. There's so much like inside this game that bothers me. One, let me start with Matt Nagy out here running the fire and passion gambit. Oh, now you want to be that dude. Your lack of discipline cost your team 15 yards. You specifically, you personally, cost your team 15 yards. It's not a surprise to then see members of your team lose their shit and get penalized for it. I think that Travis Gibson has played really well this season. I like him as a player quite a bit. That personal foul call that he got was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen on a football field. Here's why. You had gotten off the field. Your teammates were walking off the field. You had done your job. You turned around. Like, the video of it was like, wow. You turned around walked 5 yards back to push a guy in the face in front of an official. You can't make this type of nonsense up. Like, it's ridiculous. You got Tevin Jenkins trying, like, he's also out here doing, like, a tough guy thing. And I get it. Like, you want to protect your quarterback and all that good stuff. Meanwhile, Jermaine Effetti's like, what are you doing, stupid? Why are you costing us this stuff? You're costing us yards. But the Matt Nagy thing, just like, oh, look at him. He's mad now. He's throwing down his challenge flag with authority. Where's your authority been? Where's it been? Now you mad? You mad now, huh? You angry? Good. Welcome to the party, pal. Shout out to the best Christmas movie ever, Die Hard. Welcome to the party. You have the fourth and one play. Oh, my God. That fourth and one play where Darnell Mooney doesn't know where to be. By the way, he had that happen a couple times tonight. There's one time where Justin Fields had to move him. It was on the play that was almost a touchdown, or the other play of Mooney's that was almost a touchdown. That fourth and one play, in that moment, you're getting close to the end of the third quarter. The game is still within reach. Second half timeouts are a premium. I understand that. But considering where you were, that you were knocking on the door of the red zone, that you had made the decision to go for it on fourth and one, that play didn't look right when they broke the huddle. You had Darnell Mooney kind of looking around, and then you end up with a play fake to nobody. Before that play is snapped, the coach has to call a timeout. This is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the concept of sideline CEO. He's got to understand what's going on. This is your offense. You know that play didn't look right. You know that's not what you called. Some people were getting on Justin Fields because they were, you know, Mooney was open, Graham was open in the end zone. But here's the thing about that. If you're running a play and the play that you had called wasn't run, I can imagine it being a little jarring and you need a second to figure out what the hell just happened on the play. But it's all of it, like all of it.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
You end up, because you're using Jakeem Grant in all sorts of weird ways, now you end up with Demir Byrd having to field punts. He's just a guy. He muffs a punt. Your kicker misses a kick. It was everything, like everything. Everything that you ever wanted in a Bears loss, like the embarrassment of it. It was all out there for you inside of this game. It's crazy, because if you look at the statistics of this game for Justin Fields, they look really good. 26 of 39, 285 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions. He did fumble, though. Rating of 96.6 for passer rating. Also threw in 35 yards on the ground, but he fumbled. And he fumbled because he wasn't careful with the ball, and it was a play where he probably should have thrown it and didn't. There are still moments when some of the Superman-type stuff that he tries to do, you got to learn not to do that in some of these moments. Like the jump back on the screen that ends up in a sack, that's terrible. This is one of those nights where the numbers seem to lie a little bit. Because while he produced 300 yards of offense, over 300 yards of offense, there were moments when you went, oh my God, he is struggling. Now I give him credit. He's got some toughness to him. The kid wants to smoke, and he's out there still trying to make plays happen late in the game. And it makes you wonder, I don't think that the Vikings went into prevent at the 9-minute mark, but it makes you wonder why the Bears didn't, to steal a phrase from people out in Seattle, let Justin cook a little bit. They just seemed like that wasn't going to be the thing, and there was actual movement. The Bears got the ball into Minnesota territory a bunch in this game. A bunch. But they end up getting into the red zone. That last drive counts, I guess. They get into the red zone, I believe it was 7 times officially, but there was another drive that stops at the 22 or whatever. And you walk away with 1 touchdown and a field goal. After 8 trips deep into Vikings territory, you walk away with 9 points in the game. At some point, it's like not even worth it for me to keep railing on Matt Nagy because I think that his future is sealed. I think the question now becomes about what other things happen to this organization. How do they go about making change, and who's going to be the change leader? Who's going to do it? Who's going to be there? And that's why I enjoyed the Monday Night Football crew and them calling it out and saying, hey, man, they need to make some changes here. I was shocked by the fact that they did. Usually national broadcasting crews don't go that hard. They don't go that hard. But they did tonight. And it makes sense. You got the Bears gave up, what, 100 yards in penalties? And some of that was on 15 of it was on the coach. Was on the coach. But that's what you're supposed to do. Like, go hard. Tell the truth about what it is you see. I'm glad that they did it. And yes, there might be ulterior motives there, like I said earlier, with Lewis Riddick, but damn it, if they weren't talking about what was actually happening with this team. And I appreciate it. I appreciate them naming names. I appreciate them keeping the camera on Ryan Pace. Yeah, keep the camera on that man. Let people see him, because we don't get an opportunity to see him or hear from him outside of team-sanctioned broadcast. He never gets asked tough questions. And when he gets asked tough questions, he sidesteps them. There are GMs in this league that talk 3 times a year. This dude talks once. So I'm glad that the whole country, I'm glad that the football intelligentsia that was listening and watching around the country got to hear Steve Levy and Lewis Riddick and Brian Greasy go hard. Go as hard as we've gone. Those of us that are in Chicago, fans of this team, people who host podcasts in Chicago, go that hard. That's what you're supposed to do. They're a disgrace. Wow, I sound like Joe Bonino right now. They're a disgrace. But they kind of are. And all of it is just, it's maddening. So, yeah, they deserve some credit for playing hard on defense. I think that a little bit of what Tevin Jenkins is doing is a little fake. I think all of what Matt Nagy was doing was fake. And you end up with an embarrassing loss. Do you understand that these dudes have lost seven straight in primetime? Seven straight. That's not good. It's not good at all. But you knew that already, though, right? So I'm not going to belabor the point. I feel like I said everything I needed to say. I honestly, straight up and down, I, like, watch these games looking for stuff to laugh at. That's how bad things are. And they give you a lot of material to laugh at. It's ridiculous. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you're listening to this podcast, like, right afterwards, I got a surprise for you this week. Matter of fact, maybe even the next day, the day that you're listening to it. Julie Swieka is on the podcast. We finished the interview, and it's pretty great. So be looking out for that. Sports Adjacent will have a episode before Christmas. We got you covered. It's a good time to catch up on episodes, especially if you're driving around, if you're driving to a destination. Wear a mask. Be safe. I don't want anything to happen to none of y'all. Thanks for your support of this podcast. I will talk to you next time.
Peace.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.